technically today is Veterans Day, but the day of celebration is Monday. That celebration is very deserving. But once the ceremonies and parades are over, many veterans are returning to a hard reality about their day-to-day lives. Believe it or not, there are many military veterans who are on the SNAP nutrition program, which is currently a target of funding cuts and qualification restrictions. With us now to share the results of a study on this issue and how it impacts veterans in New Jersey is the executive director of Hunger Free New Jersey, Adele La Tourette. How are you today, Adele?
Well, thank you so much.
Learn more about Hunger Free New Jersey. Their website is hungerfreenj.org. And this is a report that is, well, sad, I guess, would be the understatement. That was by the Center for Budget Policy and Priorities. In veterans in New Jersey, what did it reveal about the food stamp program?
It showed that we have about 5% of our veterans, that's about 15,000 veterans in New Jersey, who are on the SNAP program receiving SNAP benefits. So that shows that they are in financial need.
And I mentioned in the introduction, as part of the Farm Bill that passed the House in earlier this year, I believe it was June, there are some tightening. There's a tightening of the program that's being called for.
Yeah, we're very concerned about certainly the House version of the bill. They're trying to reconcile the House and Senate version right now. But the House version, really, it calls for increased work requirements, and that would be including veterans, of course. And we're just concerned about the whole tenor of the bill and the fact that it would, in fact, cause a decrease in eligibility for SNAP in the state of New Jersey. And we want to make sure that there are no veterans that would be impacted by this, and of course they would be.
Certainly, too, when you think of returning veterans, and this is something that we hear about often, the reconnecting with civilian life is challenging, even especially for the younger ones who maybe just did one tour, 2-3 years, whatever the case may be. Finding a job is not all that easy for these individuals. They come home with challenges to face personally as well as professionally.
That's exactly right. They need all the help they can get. SNAP is our first line of defense against hunger, and we really want the program's integrity to be maintained and the availability to be maintained to as many people as possible who are eligible.
When you look at the numbers, it really is shocking. We talked about in just in Jersey alone how 5%, 15,000 military veterans are on the SNAP program. If you look at some of our neighbors in Pennsylvania, that number is 8% with 64,000. In New York, it's 9%, 64,000. Just over just the number, Florida, 120,000. In California, 97,000. This isn't supposed to be happening, Adele. These are people who have served the country, and they're in need now?
Yes, I think we really need to look at how we treat our veterans when they come back from their service. We really need to look at what supports we have in place and what additional supports might be needed. They should not be living in poverty, and we should work together to make sure that that does not happen.
I mean, we know how we treat our veterans when they come home. Two letters signifies that, VA, but that's a conversation for another time. At least that's getting a little better. But you add to this the fact that 40,000 veterans are experiencing homelessness. That's 9% of all homeless adults in the nation.
Yes, I mean, we really, again, they come back, many veterans come back and they seriously struggle to find employment that will pay adequate wages, and it affects themselves, it affects obviously their families, and we need to make sure we work to not just protect the programs that serve them, but expand the programs that serve them.
We're talking about how the Farm Bill, and at least in its current state, would impact veterans. Overall, what would that impact be for all of New Jerseyans?
Well, if the House version of the Farm Bill were to pass, we know at least 35,000 people in New Jersey would be cut off of SNAP, and that's because we have managed to get a policy change that actually allows for increased income people to have access to the benefits. And in New Jersey, that's really critical because we're such a high-cost state, and that would actually go away in the House version of the bill. So we are working very hard to make sure that that version does not go through.
We're talking about Adele La Tourette, who is Executive Director of Hunger Free New Jersey. HungerFreeNJ.org is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. What are some of the misunderstandings or even myths that people have about the SNAP program? It's not something that's certainly going to allow you to to dine on escargot and filet mignon every night.
Absolutely not. The average SNAP benefit in New Jersey is about $1.34 per person per day. And I think you also have to look at the fact that the economics that it puts into the economy of New Jersey, for every dollar in SNAP benefits, it generates $1.70 in community economic benefit. But also, people seem to think that SNAP recipients don't work. And some 80-some-odd percent of SNAP recipients in New Jersey do work. They work, they cycle in and out of jobs, but they do work. And again, I think it's very important that people really look at the facts of the program and not the myths of the program.
Would that be the ideal compromise as far as the work requirement, that maybe is it being too focused on job longevity and job quality versus, look, just show you're trying, at least do that at least?
Actually, I think we really need to restructure the entire employment and training aspect. I'm not sure people will go to SNAP for job training. I think there are other departments that are better suited for that particular task. And I think looking at really super the basics, like what it means to have a job and start there and then move up and actually look at providing not just jobs, but actually how do we move towards careers and careers that pay a living wage. So many of the jobs SNAP recipients have just don't pay a living wage. So they need support.
Well, that again is the curse of living in New Jersey, too, where we are one of the most costly states to just have the bare essentials covered.
That's absolutely correct.
So moving forward as far as a timeline with the legislation, and what are the hopes of your organization at this point?
Well, I mean, we're certainly hoping that the Senate version of the bill is what gets through. I know they are still hoping to get a bill done by, I believe, before the end of the year, in lame duck. I'm not sure that that's what's going to happen. I know that that's what Mitch McConnell wants to have happen. But again, it's important that we stick with the Senate version of the bill because it really doesn't have any of the punitive aspects of the House version. So we'll be working towards passing that version.
And for the residents in New Jersey, veterans and non-veterans who are in the program, what kind of assurance can you give those individuals?
I think it's very important that they reach out to their member of Congress, whether they're going to be there or not going to be there. This is probably going to be voted on before the changeover, and they let them know that they need to support the program and ensure that every veteran has access to that program, as well as every New Jerseyan who is hungry or at risk of hunger.
We talked about the New Jersey numbers being 15,000 veterans. If you're listening on the stream, and we'll put a link up to this report over at our website, issuesandideasradio.com, but nationwide, 1,381,000 military veterans are now part of the SNAP program. That's 7% of American veterans in need of food assistance. Add to that the 9% of the homeless population being made up of military veterans. States like Texas on the SNAP program, 97,000. That's 7%. You have states like West Virginia, 10% of their veteran population, which is 13,000. The numbers, no matter where you look, are not what our veterans deserve. And, you know, certainly Veterans Day is more than just the day when we have to remember and make sure things are right for veterans. It's probably the reminder that we have to think about them and care for them and show our respect for them each and every day of the year and make sure that these numbers go in the right direction to get more on more solid ground economically as well as physically and emotionally. But you have to start with the basics. And the basics is to make sure that our veterans have the basics available to them. And part of that is the SNAP program. Learn more about the work of Hunger Free New Jersey. The website is hungerfreenj.org. We've been talking with their executive director, Adele LaTourette. Adele, thanks for raising the awareness on this very important issue. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much, Chris.